Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. After auspicious reports of vast wealth and resources in Alaska made their way to Russia in the 18th century, hundreds of trappers and merchants made the journey to the great land, founding seaports, bringing forth the development of towns and villages. Forts and trading posts were established along the coast as far south as California. The Russians took an untold amount of pelts from these new lands and exported them around the world. This resulted in the accumulation of millions of dollars annually for the Russian-American company. During this time, greed and violence knew no bounds as hunters and merchants attempted to meet the extreme market demands in Europe. Because European countries were in competition with each other for the world's resources, it is no surprise that Russia would have rivals for control of Alaska. Portugal and Spain had been the first countries to venture across the Atlantic Ocean to search for new lands. On the basis of Columbus's and other Spaniards' voyages, Spain claimed nearly all of South and North America. Soon after, England and France, however, challenged the Spanish claims in North America. The Spanish were unable to prevent either country from establishing colonies on the east coast of the continent, so they took their earlier land claim of all lands west of a meridian line 100 leagues west of the Azores quite seriously. And when they learned in 1768 that the Russians were establishing hunting camps on the Alaskan Peninsula, they quickly scrambled to assemble a series of maritime expeditions along the North American western coast in an effort to push Russia out of their holdings and keep England from advancing. First on the scene was Spaniard Lieutenant Juan Francisco de la Bodega y Cuadra, on board the Sonora. The Spanish sailed north in an effort to usurp Russia's supremacy in northwestern America, and arrived in Sitka Sound in August of 1775, naming the area Ensenada de Susto and calling Mount Edgecombe Montaña de San Jacinto. The Spanish navigator's mission was to locate Russian forts along the coast. When none were found, the Spanish team came ashore to lay claim to Spain. By 1790, Spain gave up their Alaskan claims to England at the Nootka Convention. The struggle for Alaskan lands came to a head when Englishmen James Cook and George Vancouver in 1778 established Great Britain's claims to Alaska. Captain Cook arrived in Sitka Sound in 1778 and deemed it Norfolk Sound, and claimed the territory in the name of King George III. The expedition landed on the south side of Kayak Island, burying a bottle in the sand to stake their claims. Soon after, British forces approached Alaska from all sides, pressing for access through Canada. But the Russians halted the British challenge to the territory by establishing Fort St. Dionysius at the mouth of the Stikine River in 1833. The fierce commercial competition between Russia and England nearly led to an open conflict. Financially crippled by the Crimean War and fearing that Great Britain would seize Alaska, the Tsar opened up negotiations for the sale of Russian America to the United States. Reasons among countries for the Age of Discovery were multifaceted. First, to bring salvation to indigenous peoples whom they considered to be pagan. The second goal was to plunder the natural riches of vulnerable and so-called unclaimed lands. European mariners set off in a race to lay claim to anticipated riches, and they had not been disappointed. However, as explorers harvested their rewards, they also grew complacent. But Russia's occupation of Alaska awakened them to the potential riches awaiting those who dared to take them. Hector Chevigny described this as England, France, and Spain, like dogs, jumped out of a sound sleep, pointed to the north, and growled. They did so in vain, as Russia held a firm hand on the great northern land we call Alaska. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.